For every dollar we spend on Medicaid for housing for homelessness, we will save $2.
Senator Josh Green is leading the effort to classify housing as a medical treatment for chronic homelessness and to use Medicaid funding to pay for it.
The moment you put someone in housing, 43% less cost for healthcare services. $400+ million is just spent in the ER. And I can tell you as an ER doctor, I'm really just putting a Band-Aid on the problem when that occurs. Can you imagine saving 43% of that cost? We'll have a lot more Medicaid dollars when we get houses over people's heads.
Green wants to allow doctors to write prescriptions for housing, but first, the proposed measure must establish that homelessness is a medical condition and housing is the treatment. Senator Roz Baker, who chairs the Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health Committee, expressed her reservations to Green.
But Chair, with all due respect, housing has never been defined as health care. And to have health insurance companies pay for housing, I think is a bit of a stretch. So,
State Insurance Commissioner Gordon Ito says if the law requires housing health coverage, an audit for cost will be required.
If the health plans voluntarily add that as a benefit, it's not a new mandate. If the law is passed to mandate that coverage, then it becomes a new mandate.
The measure also directs the Department of Human Services and Department of Health to obtain a federal Medicaid waiver. The governor's homelessness coordinator, Scott Morishige, says the state is currently pursuing a waiver for additional services.
Right now, I don't think that you can utilize Medicaid dollars to pay rent, but we have to look closely at the connection between healthcare and housing. And one of the ways the state is doing that is trying to expand case management services for the chronically homeless population so it can help get people off the streets and help them stay in housing over time.
The bills were amended to require an audit, eliminated coverage by public and private health plans, and will focus on Medicaid coverage. MedQuest Administrator Dr. Judy Moore Peterson understands the dilemma facing lawmakers who want to focus on housing as the core issue in treating Hawaii's chronically homeless.
Even if I hand them a voucher, they would not be able to go into that housing and retain it because of their health issues. At the same time, you flip it around, we're unable to get them healthy and recovering without the housing.
A federal waiver from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will be key. But Senator Green says there could be a way to accomplish this without a waiver.
Mr. Trump, who believes in states' rights, I understand, and who also is discussing the concept of block grants, could ultimately, in a somewhat perverted way, give us a lot more freedom to spend our money. Trump wants us to be innovative. Let's do it.
The Joint Senate Committees on Housing, Consumer Protection, Health, and Housing passed all three measures, which must now obtain Ways and Means Committee approval. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.